When they came to the place that is called the Skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they cast lots to divide his clothing.
O God, Jesus hangs on the cross and asks forgiveness for those who hang with him. You grant forgiveness to them, O God, even though they don't deserve it and could never earn it. Jesus dies on the cross so that all our sins are forgiven. But do we accept that forgiveness? Do we believe that we are fully and finally forgiven? And how much harder is it for us, O God, to forgive others, those who have hurt us or broken our trust? Holding a grudge can feel good, but it's not what you call us to do. Give us strength, dear God, to be freed by your forgiveness and accept that our sins are forgiven, and then to offer that forgiveness to others.
One of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding him and saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise."
Oh God, you keep your promises, but it can be hard for us to remember what you have done for us. It's hard to remember the Exodus and the water from a rock, to remember the manna and the promised land, the water turned to wine, the fishes and loaves, the demons who ran screaming into the pigs, the blind made to see. So many times you have saved us, not because we deserve it, but because you love us. Help us to trust that you still keep your promises, that you will save us, and we will be with you in paradise.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, standing near the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciples whom he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Here is your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own home.
O God, your Son Jesus was fully divine, but he was also fully human. He was a real man with a mother who had been with him since the beginning and who now stands with him until the end. Without his mother, he would be alone. Without her son, Mary would be alone. You know, God, we can't do life alone. We need to be in relationship. We need each other. Help us to see the love you have for us and teach us how to love each other. It's not always easy to love each other. Sometimes our relationships are strained or broken. Sometimes it's hard to love, especially those who are closest to us. O God, strengthen our relationships. Help us to show up, spend time with each other, not judge each other, but listen to and love each other.
When it was noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. At 3:00, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
Oh God, hanging on a cross like that, is there any wonder Jesus cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" In our darkness, we cry out for you too. We want to know where you are. We want to know your presence. We want to know why. Jesus knows what it feels like to be forsaken, abandoned. But it doesn't make any sense. Why Jesus had to die is still a mystery. Even Martin Luther wrote, "God forsaking God, who can understand it?" Even though it's a mystery, we know that you died for us. You died for us so that we won't ever be abandoned, ever. In our darkness, forgive us for not seeing you. Help us to trust that beyond our darkness is your brilliant light. Even on our darkest of nights, help us to know you are with us and will never, ever leave us.
After this, when Jesus knew that all was now finished, he said, in order to fulfill the scripture, "I am thirsty."
Oh God, the physical pain of crucifixion is extreme, and the human Jesus is thirsty. But Jesus is thirsty not for liquid. He is definitely not thirsty for the sour wine that they will give him. His thirst is for the living water, water in which there is life where there has only been death. Help us not depend on the things in this world, the things we think will fill our needs, the things we think will bring us joy. Help us to depend on you. You are the only one, O God, who can quench our deepest thirst, our deepest longings, our deepest needs. You promise to refresh us with your living water. Quench our thirst, O God.
Thank you.
jar full of sour wine was standing there. So they put a sponge full of the wine on a branch of hyssop, and they held it to his mouth. When Jesus had received the wine, he said, "It is finished." Then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
Oh God, it's done. It's complete. Jesus has laid down his life for us. His shout that it is finished is not a shout of defeat, but a shout of victory. Jesus has defeated the powers of sin and death for us. It's done. There's nothing more for us to do. Nothing more that we can do. Jesus has opened the way for us to live, to be freed from sin and death and to live. How can we ever say thank you?
Then Jesus, crying with a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." Having said this, he breathed his last.
Oh God, Jesus entrusted his life to you, all of it, holding nothing back. Help us to do the same. Help us to trust you, love you, obey you. Help us to pray and to deepen our relationship with you, to seek comfort in you, to put our hope in you. You are our God. Give us the strength to commit our entire life for you. For in you alone there is life. Amen.